My presentation title is Application Scheduling of Calcium Chloride as Fugitive Dust Suppressant Using Micro-Meteo Model. Unpaved roads are the major source of the PM10 fugitive dust emission. Calcium chloride is hygroscopic and exhibits low vapor pressure and high surface tension, meaning it attracts moisture from air and resists evaporation. This helps keep unpaved surfaces, damp and dust down. As a result, a single application lasts a long time. Calcium chloride treatments pose a potential hazard to off-site plants and water bodies after a heavy rainfall, but negligible if proper buffer zones exist. The objective of this study was to formulate micro-model able to predict the application scheduling of calcium chloride treatments using weather data and the controlling factors. The dashed area in this figure is the unpaved road treated with calcium chloride. A steady two-dimensional equation of vapor diffusion in turbulent wind was assumed, where Xi is the water vapor concentration in air. U is the wind profile. K is ED diffusivity. The boundary conditions are in red. The solution for this problem, when integrated, gives the desired equation, the evapocondensation from the unpaved road in millimeter water per day. EC is a function of the difference between relative humidity of the salt in salt solution and relative humidity of the wind. U1 is the wind velocity at height 1 centimeter. XO is the road's width. T is the wind temperature. Negative values of EC means condensation, that is to say, dilution of the calcium chloride in salt solution. Positive values mean evaporation concentration of the calcium chloride in salt solution. Monthly weather data of the UC Davis Meteo Station were used to calculate daily wind speed, temperature, and the relative humidity minimum required by the program. Required by the program, two are relative humidity of calcium chloride solutions at different temperature and concentrations. Last numbers in columns are relative humidity values of saturated calcium chloride. The program uses this data to compute interpolated values. The program calculate evapocondensation from the daily weather data, and the daily relative humidity of calcium chloride in salt solution. Computed EC was subtracted from daily soil moisture until the day at which relative humidity value of calcium chloride in soil solution reaches the value of saturated calcium chloride. At this moment, a new salt application similar to the initial one was applied, and the computation continued to get an application schedule for 1 year. Python program was written to do the simulation. For model validation, I used two chemical recommendation practice as a case study. You apply the calcium chloride to unpaved road immediately after the wet winter season. That is to say, first application was in the spring. Unpaved road width was 5.5 meter. Application rate was 1.44 kilogram calcium chloride per meter square. Apply the calcium chloride after a rain or spray the road by water before application and mix it with road aggregates. Wear topsoil, scarified and pulverized to a depth of 6 inches. The second application was in late summer. Using this recommendation as input in the program, the output of the program several curves. One of them is the daily water depths. The three peaks means you do three treatments per year, applications per year. As shown in the table, the first treatment started 1st of January, lasts for 190 days, second one, 110 days, third one, 65 days. Superimposing the DO recommendations on this one, where their first addition was first spring and last addition was late summer, is indicating that the program was successfully predicting the application schedule of raw chemical case study. The input factors are the daily weather data, the road widths, application rate, and the water holding capacity of topsoil. Output is the frequency and the period vector. The relative sensitivity of the frequency to input factor F is given by this equation. The superscript on the right hand side means averages. Changing water holding capacity and keeping the other factors constants, we can compute relative sensitivities. In this case, I started with water holding capacity equal 8 millimeter, means sand to a depth of 10 centimeter. The output is frequency equal 8. By increasing water holding capacity to 11 millimeter, it is for loamy sand, the frequency decreased to 7, so that we can have water holding capacity starting from 7.5 to 42.8, where 42.8 is for clay to a depth of 6 inches. The AR, the application rate, varied from 0.2 to 0.8 kilogram per meter square. I would like to mention that as the clay content increases, the road becomes slippery. The data in this table can be used to fulfill recommendation by state recommendations. For instance, the state of Wyoming recommends 4 applications per year. As seen in the figure, there is plenty of room to fulfill such application. I used the data in this figure to compute relative sensitivities. Why relative sensitivity? Because relative sensitivity is invariant to the output and the factor magnitudes. The blue points are relative sensitivity of the frequency to water holding capacity. They are high in magnitude relative to the red ones. The red ones are relative sensitivity of the frequency to application rates. This means that the number of treatments per year are much sensitive to water holding capacity than application rate. Similarly, having X0 road widths varied from 2.75 meter to 8.25 meter, and keeping the other factors constant, the program indicated 5 treatments per year in all cases, with a relative frequency equal 0. This result was expected based on the model equation, where EC is a function or very weak functions of XO, the road's widths. This result can be used as a model verification, means program gives right answers. In summary, unpaved roads are the major source of the PM10 fugitive dust emission, and the calcium chloride is a dust suppressant. The objective of this study was to formulate micro-metro model able to predict application schedule of calcium chloride treatments using weather data and the controlling factors. The rate of water evapocondensation from salt-treated unpaved road was formulated by solving a steady two-dimensional equation of vapor diffusion in turbulent wind. The EC was a function of road's widths, wind speed, wind temperature, and the difference between minimum relative humidity of salt in salt solution and wind. Used in the computation, relative humidity data of calcium chloride solutions at different temperatures and concentrations and their interpolated values. The daily evapocondensation was computed using daily weather data until the day at which relative humidity value of the calcium chloride in salt solution reaches the value of saturated calcium chloride. At this moment, a new salt application similar to the initial one was applied, and the computation continued to get application scheduled for 1 year. The application scheduling program was verified and validated. Sensitivity analysis indicated number of treatments per year was most affected by the water holding capacity of topsoil, less affected by calcium chloride application rate, and the least affected by the road's widths. The present application schedule program should be considered prior to implementing a dust control program. Thank you.
Any questions for Dr. Elker? I was wondering if you could comment on that, on your last point there. In particular, recommendations for how the calcium chloride is applied. Are there any kind of changes or practical changes you can make in terms of recommended rates and application time?
Actually, it's the recommendation is to use such a program, because I couldn't see in the literature this kind of program exists, you know. Most recommendations comes from chemical companies, okay? So they do their experiments and just state the recommendations. Sometimes the recommendation may fit the state's guidelines, but using this kind of program, you can adjust parameters, especially controlling one like the water holding capacity. You can do it at certain depths instead of 10 centimeters, 15 centimeters. This will change the recommendation, change the application rate. So this is the kind of program which can be useful actually for such a reason.
Right,
thank you.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.